spoiler alert, I'm reading the last few paragraphs of Wonderful Life, The Burgess Shale and the Nature of History by Stephen Jay Gould. Pikaia is the missing and final link in our story of contingency, the direct connection between Burgess decimation and eventual human evolution. We need no longer talk of subjects peripheral to our parochial concerns, of alternative worlds crowded with little penis worms, of morelliform arthropods and no mosquitoes, of fearsome anomalocarids gobbling fishes. Wind the tape of life back to Burgess times and let it play again. If Pikaia does not survive in the replay, we are wiped out of future history. All of us, from shark to robin to orangutan. And I don't think that any handicapper, given Burgess evidence as known today, would have granted very favourable odds for the persistence of Pikaia. And so, if you wish to ask the question of the ages, why do humans exist? A major part of the answer, touching those aspects of the issue that science can treat at all, must be because Pikaia survived the Burgess decimation. This response does not cite a single law of nature and embodies no statement about predictable evolutionary pathways, no calculation of probabilities based on general rules of anatomy or ecology. The survival of Pikaia was a contingency of just history. I do not think that any higher answer can be given, and I cannot imagine that any resolution could be more fascinating. We are the offspring of history and must establish our own paths in this most diverse and interesting of conceivable universes, one indifferent to our suffering and therefore offering us maximal freedom to thrive or to fail in our own chosen way.